on. Jenny, do you have the red carpet rolled out? Everything is dusted, I hope, and the plastic taken off the couches. We're ready to go, right?
That's exactly right. We are ready to rock and roll.
And it all starts Monday morning, same with Indiana University. And that'll put the whole county, for the most part, back to school. So everybody needs to be aware that traffic on the near west side is going to pick up. So make sure you give yourself extra time. You give yourself extra patience. Start your day with a good breakfast, and you won't be nearly as grumpy in traffic.
That's right, exactly.
Or if you miss breakfast on Monday morning, you can have coffee at the coffee bar at Ivy Tech.
Load it up.
That's right. That's right. We're welcoming our students starting at 7:30 in the morning at our main campus on Daniels Way with a coffee bar. And then if you stick around and at noon, you can come and have a snow cone with us. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Hey,
just some ways that we welcome our students back. So.
Before we get too far into this, how do you... I don't know what the right term is, but you don't have 16 different places this year. You're all in one location for the most part. How's that strike you as the chancellor?
I am so excited about that. As I drive in even this week, as some students are coming in to get enrolled and the faculty are all back and the parking lots are starting to fill up. We had so many students take classes over on Liberty Drive, even last spring, but, we opened our expansion in the spring, and all those students were still taking classes at Liberty. Now that that's closed, that means everybody's going to be back on campus here starting on Monday. So it's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait to see all the students moving about in our new Cook Pavilion, areas that they can go to the tutoring center, the library, and all of that. I'm totally excited and jazzed to see what's going on that first week.
Now, Monday we had our big village meeting, which is where you get all the new people and all the old people and the returning people and have a big
old
celebration.
What,
well,
category
I mean, my
was
age.
Keith in? All of them.
Ancient. But
ancient.
How many new faculty do we have?
We hired 8 new faculty, and then we had a total of 12 new positions in our new budget. We'll hire another faculty member late this fall, but we had 8 new faculty. But we had a couple other people just because of people leaving and things like that. So we had about 23 total people, new people, to be introduced to the rest of the campus, which was a lot of fun on Monday. As you know, and I'll let the listeners know, our village meeting was a 70s theme. It was fantastic. And
the
Keith
picture,
was our MC.
The picture of Keith. Where is that?
His,
is that on your Facebook page?
Yes,
because I need to put
my
that
Facebook
on our
page.
Well, you put it on your own?
Yes.
That's self-incrimination. I'm doing that right now.
Oh, it's so great. Totally lime green tuxedo with the, oh, my gosh.
Just a chubby little leprechaun there.
You look
now,
great.
If you have that laying around, Keith, I can only imagine what's in your garage and the rest of the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you're saving that for a once every 12-year wear... My goodness. Oh, there it
you
is.
You should check his office out. His office is really bad. You should
leave the tuxedo in it just to deter those from entering.
Exactly right.
Well, we had to return the tuxedo, but that was fine. The real fun part about all of that was the number of new people. And before we go into, you want to introduce a new member of the faculty, but before we do that, talk about the new programs. That's mind-boggling, a number of new things that are at Ivy Tech this fall.
Well, for sure, we hope to offer the optometric program, and that's a program where someone can learn how to make glasses and then go straight into work, and they can get a certificate and go right to work, or they can continue on and complete that degree. And there's a lot of need for that program for people trained in that area. Mm-hmm. We would be the only ones across the state offering such a program, so we're excited about that. We also have therapeutic massage coming on board in the spring.
Do you need people to
volunteer?
Work
we
on?
Do.
Volunteers.
Yeah. We will need volunteers, and so as soon as that gets off the ground, we'll make sure to let everybody know how to sign up for that. But, our village meeting is just always a good way to just see each other as we update everybody for new information that's needed throughout the year. But, again, we introduce all of our new people, and I just want to talk for just a second. One of our new economic instructors, Jacqueline George, she joined us in our social sciences and language department, and she received a master's from Valparaiso University in international economics and finance, and She used to teach for Terre Haute. Now she's teaching for us, and she's just one of the examples of our wonderful new faculty that have come on board. So, you know, I think when I first started at Ivy Tech, it was something like 20% of our faculty were full-time, and I just did the percentage the other day. Actually, I had to have somebody else help me with that. And percentages aren't my favorite thing in the world, but we currently have 37% of our faculty are full-time, and so that's really, really good for a community college. You really want to get close to that 50%. And so we're inching that way. And this year we got, you know, the 9 full-time positions. And so that's a really big deal. And it's important that the full-time person is in front of our students and helping them and all of that good stuff. So we're excited about our new faculty.
Now, obviously, it's still time to register because classes start Monday. And you can still register now up until Monday and even into maybe Wednesday of next week as long as the class hasn't met yet.
That's correct. Actually, they can pretty much, you know, if you're meeting with an advisor, you and your advisor are going to sit down and figure out your schedule. We will register people all the way through Friday, actually, of next week. Through Thursday, we'll be open late until 6:30 p.m. But we have some late start classes. So classes
that that's
start,
right.
12 weeks mm-hmm. Into the semester, so 4 weeks into the semester, and then second 8 weeks, that'll start in October. So, you know, we have a really super flexible schedule. Lots of courses on the books. We have courses in Bedford. So, you know, we have a lot of things that we can guide you and enroll you in into the most appropriate class. So come on in, come on out, especially next week. It'll be a blast. So come on out.
Hey, let's get down to the important stuff. When's the cafe open?
The cafe is going to open in mid to late September. And pretty soon I'll be able to share with you what our new name is and all of that good stuff. But we will make an announcement mid to late September.
I was just making sure that you weren't keeping that from me or us. These are important things that people need to know.
The real issue,
really
though,
important.
Is can we get our massage before or after we eat?
I think you could do both. I definitely think you could do both.
Hey,
the morning class and the afternoon class.
There you
Jenny,
go.
A couple of weeks ago, you announced a really exciting program in cooperation with Cook, and you got some numbers on that now. How is that looking as a program?
Well, you know, the Achieve Your Degree program is part of the Cook My Pathway with Ivy Tech. It's a great program, and part of the program with us is that their employees can start to earn an associate degree or certificates and associate degrees. And currently we have just over 170 Cook employees enrolled with us to start in the fall. We're really excited about that. It's just a great program, a great way for employers out in our community to really upskill their employees. And it helps them with morale. It helps them achieve better skills in the work in the workforce. And all of those good things to work. Really excited about the Achieve Your Degree program, not only with Cook, but also with Old National Bank. So real excited about that partnership.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. What is your absolute favorite part about opening the doors on Monday morning?
Just the hope, the newness, the excitement. You see all these students with all their, you know, coming in, and some are nervous, some are excited, some are, you know, just coming in for the first time. The looks on our students' faces. I love nothing more than helping them, guiding them, showing them around. But the idea that there's hope, you know, it's new, and, you know, just so exciting to show them our campus and to guide them, to help them achieve their goals. It's
I was thinking
so
about you
fun.
This morning, Jenny. There are so many more new entrances to the school. It used to be
oh
you could kind of stand at the front entrance and cover it. Right. You can't do that anymore.
No, and actually this year I'm going to go into the pavilion, the student common area, because that's an area where we have three really new entrances
right.
into. And I think that, you know, again, with our closing Liberty Drive, all of our students will be under one roof. And so, you know, we didn't have that in the spring. We had half of the students there. So, you know, to be able to have all of those students, and I really want to see them engaging with each other, engaging with us as employees, and to see all the great things that we have to offer them, Blooming Foods, cafe, you know, there's even a place for them to hang out and play ping pong. You know, it's just great. It's great place for them to convene and be students together.
The big campus will open on Monday morning. Folks will be there. And if people need more information, Jenny, and maybe they're late to the party, they can still get involved. What's the easiest way to find more information?
Easiest way, especially before classes start, it's so soon, is to come out to campus on Daniels Way on the west side. But you can also give us a call and we can guide you accordingly at 332-1558.
Very helpful, as always. Congratulations on getting the new campus up and running, and we'll hear all about it next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Jenny Vaughn, she's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Exciting times, Keith, getting it all up and running. All the buildings going in the one same direction, so the vision coming together. And, again, it's going to be very busy out on West 3rd Street. Please be aware of that with everything going on that normally goes on out there. Plus, as Jenny mentioned, now, satellite.
Hundreds of new cars and such coming in the area.
Because everybody's on the campus now. So that's going to be a different kind of busy out there. So please be aware of that. And please give yourself extra time, especially in the first couple days before you get your routine down on all that. So we thank Jenny Vaughn for being with us this morning.